WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
You texting me my radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to me?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
What?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you've done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really sweet.
You sitting down? Stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
So last week we had the finale of a trial.
Good times roll.
Yeah.
The Team Chat just subscribed for 53 months. Happy holidays. Hope everyone is safe and has a great time.
Thanks, Matt, for 53 months. Scared the shit out of me. Ah, we don't need that. That shouldn't be playing. Anyway, hi, chat. We're here. We're live. Screw the intro. I'm the producer. That's the intern. No one else decided to show up tonight so far.
Yeah, you know the funny thing is, it's like we are actually on time for all of this, and yet no one can be here.
No one can be here, you know, all the things. It's fine. It's fine.
You know, you know what it is? He got the results, and he decided, you know, oh, well, they didn't want to vote me out, so I don't need to show anymore.
But to be fair, he's been posting daily content.
He has been doing the holidays.
He has, Mazel. In fact, he has been doing the holidays. So we give him props for that. Tonight on the show, we're doing Christmas puns. Because me and Brent sat here all day.
Tried to think some stuff up.
We legitimately sat here for a majority of the day going, so what do you want to do?
This is when we realized that when we do holiday stuff, for like all of December for the Greater Than Great Debate, and then we look back and go, oh, wow, we've been doing this for 3+ years now.
More than that.
Yeah, we used up a lot of the holiday stuff.
We've been doing this since like 2017, so we've kind of used the gauntlet of holiday stuff. But next week we have a good holiday one planned, which is an old one, but with a new twist. So we'll do that next week. We're doing Christmas puns tonight on the show, so we'll have some fun with that if people decide to, you know,
show
up. It's the holidays. Some of the people have a pass, some do not, because one's working, one's probably getting off of work, and then they're sub, so he'll be hopefully here soon, be a part of the show.
He's fighting a world boss.
You're probably fighting a world boss with a boss and with another boss. It's kind of they're getting ready for GTA 6. That's coming out.
In 2 years.
In 2 years. Like, they were like, hey, we're going to finally put out this trailer, and everyone's excited. So the game's coming out next year, and then it's 2025. And then you got to think about it. When they say 2025, what do they really mean? Like, when do games actually come out? Not a game.
November
not a game,
2025.
No, that's exactly my point. It feels like it's going to be one of them, because I don't see it coming out in a January or February, because that's dead for releases. March is okay. But your October, November is kind of a thing. So we're about... I would be surprised if it doesn't come out before November.
You could do an April, because you capitalize on, you know, summer and kids being able to play.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's GTA, but...
You go with Easter and a holiday. You go in that time. Like, you time it. But, like... A big game launches, like big Call of Duty is in October, November, December. Big Fortnite is December when it starts a new chapter. That's kind of your period of, hey, let's launch. So I get this feeling it's going to be one of them for GTA. But I hope I'm wrong. And I also heard it wasn't for PC, and that pissed people off too.
Yeah, so essentially it's just consoles. PC will probably come out later. But yeah, there is going to be a delay, just like with... in a reverse way. No, I was going to say Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh, Hogwarts, we're going to release. PC. Well, because it was like they did PC, and then they rolled out like PlayStation, Xbox. And then like Xbox is just now coming out. And...
No, Switch is now just now coming out.
Oh.
Switch was the last one, I think.
I thought the Xbox was, because one of my friends just got an Xbox, and they were excited that they were going to get Hogwarts for it.
I thought Hogwarts came out with.
Hang on.
Hogwarts
Legacy. Let's go to their wiki, because it should have when it was all released on there, I think. Yeah. PC, Windows, and XSX was February 2023. PlayStation, Xbox One, May 5th. Switch, November 2023.
Yeah, so it came out with it all came out together. So Switch was the last.
But look at that. February, March, April. 3 months for it to get to the consoles from...
To the second... The old
second gen.
Second, whatever you want to call it.
And then Switch took May, June, July... June, July, August, September, October. Almost 6 months.
Everyone's seen the game, and the game's kind of dead. It's kind of a thing. But, like, if your game's in development for a decade, right? As we lost Brent. He's back in. He got a free uwu.
Sorry, I tried to hit the mic deafen because I was going to sneeze and accidentally hit the disconnect button.
Yeah,
my bad.
So if your game has been, let's say, in production for a decade, wouldn't you have timed it everything where it's like it all comes out together? Especially when your game is surviving with a lot of popularity.
Based upon RP.
GTA RP. You would think, hey, you would want to capitalize it on and get those streamers to play that game.
Yeah.
It seems like a backwards way of doing things.
Yeah, I don't know what the reasoning is behind that. It's not a great
it's not a great reasoning.
Not a great decision there on there.
Also that their trailer got leaked like 12 hours before it was coming out, and then they had to quickly go, hey, so here it is, it got leaked, so come watch.
Yeah.
How do you let that happen? Like, legitimately, how do you let a trailer for your video game just get leaked 12 hours beforehand?
Oh, hey there.
Hey, it's the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber.
So answer the question. How do you let a video game trailer get leaked 12 hours beforehand, Jobs?
That's a difficult...
You know what trailer we're talking about, right?
By purposely releasing it 12 hours beforehand so people go, oh, hey, we see something fun and new. They go... Oh, hey, yeah, here's the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer that we totally didn't mean to.
It's just weird that it got viral marketing and then, for. I don't know, felt weird. What do you think about it coming out? What time do you think in 2025 it comes out?
Have they said when it's going to come out? What part of 2025?
That's what I'm asking. When do you think?
That's what we're positing here.
I'm going to go early springtime, so March, May-ish, somewhere within that four.
Okay, because we're in the belief we think November.
November?
Yeah, because you think about holidays.
Why would you do it in November?
Because that's when every game, big game, comes out.
Yeah, but you're gonna get, if you're trying to shoot for something like Game of the Year or something, you want it earlier in the year though. So that's why I'm thinking like a May.
Now, here's the thing: do you think GTA is really gonna go for Game of the Year, or do you think they're gonna go off of revenue?
I think that they're also. When did Grand Theft Auto 5 come out? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Hang on.
So, I mean, they've been working on it for a while, so.
What, since 2012?
I mean,
Grand Theft Auto 5 was released September 17th, 2013.
2013.
That does. Years. 2013? Holy
Jesus.
Yeah. That doesn't sound right. Well, it does, but...
It does. And we were talking about how, like, why don't you have it for all platforms? Why is PC going to come later when you've been developing a game for 10 years and you got a resurgence from people streaming your video game called with a roleplay version of it? Why don't you have it prepared for something like that?
I mean, I will say it's easier to optimize for the console compared to the PC because you have a lot more variables. But usually you release everything at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like you would think,
especially if you're saying, "Oh, this is going to be a year and a half out from right now."
Yeah, like it's one of those things where it's like, "Are we sure it's going?" Like, I don't know. I feel like they're going to miss the mark.
Which consoles did it say it's going to be on? Did it say it's going to be on the old generation that I'm on, like the PlayStation 4? Is it just the PS5, Xbox?
Fans? I would think it's just going to be on next gen. Because why are you going to build the game for old gen at this point?
I didn't know what had been released.
It's listed for the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series XS.
Okay,
all
next.
Yeah, because you don't build for old gen at that point.
We are talking, these guys though. So.
Oh, I get it, but I feel like
no Nintendo,
because by 2025 you're already going to be looking towards the next gen in development.
Yeah.
So going backwards for old gen.
I just say it.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I hope the game is still Florida Man and whatever they're trying to put out with it is still popular by 2025 and doesn't come across outdated.
Well, I'll be honest, I didn't watch the trailer, so I just heard it got released early. There was something, female protagonist maybe, and PC was waiting.
Yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. Joining us now is the ex-Core Soldier himself, Subway, and the Godfather of Extreme Rap Parks.
Waza!
I mean, Rock, they are on time for midnight-ish.
They are on time for midnight-ish. So we're taking a poll, Rob. When do you think GTA 6 comes out? It's scheduled for 2025, but when in that year is it coming out?
I'll go with December.
You think December, November, December? Because me and Brent went November. Jobs is in the March to May time frame.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I'd say probably December.
That Christmas rush?
I was thinking November, like end of November, early December, but just to pick one month, probably December.
What do you think, Sub? When does GTA 6 come out in
2025? I don't know. Fuck, like summer?
You say summer for the launch. And I, staying on video games, I guess you pour one out for E3, officially dying.
Oh no, what happened?
Yeah.
They've officially closed up shop. Officially.
Wait, which one?
E3. I mean, it took them a long time.
Oh yeah, E3 died. I mean, it wasn't as fast as what was that one company, Rock?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name, but you could talk about that one more, but yeah. They like announced their return like a few months ago. They were going to do something, and then the other day they're like, "Yeah, we're just closing up shop." Well, what was the game?
Fantastic, Fantastic Studios.
Explain to them what's going on.
Yeah. So for those of you who do not know, there is a studio named Fantastic that had been for about 5 years now been in production of a game known as The Day Before. It was supposed to be one of these post-apocalyptic survivor shooter games, kind of like Escape from Tarkov, but, you know, like, it was supposed to be a couple of different things. They've had this whole rumor about it for a while. Steam has been hyping it up for a bit, and then it kept getting delayed. Like, oh, it's going to be released at this point. Oh, wait, we're having to push it back, you know, 6 months to a year. And no one ever saw gameplay from it. Well, right before the Game Awards, which was a week ago Thursday, the day before was going to be released. And they were talking about, like, okay, it's going to happen. Day before it's going to be released. Day before it's going to be released. It gets released, and it is right on up there with Gollum as one of the shittiest games out there. They had streamers who went out and purchased it or got keys for it from the publisher and played it for about an hour, hour and a half, and it was uber buggy. The voice lines were awful. One streamer who I know played it for an hour and a half, stopped it, openly talked about how bad it was, and then finished his 2-hour stream playing Fortnite. It wasn't an ad, but he just basically like stopped playing and was like, I can't do this anymore. And he's like, full disclosure, I got a key from the publisher. This isn't an ad, but this is awful. 4 days after the game was released, the publisher folded because it was so bad and they weren't going to be able to recoup money. It has since been delisted from Steam. So it's like there is still a Steam page for it. It's listed as early access. You cannot purchase or download it. It's only a matter of time until it is probably absolutely deleted from Steam. And there's talk that Steam may issue refunds on it.
I mean, is it because of bugs or like
it's a lot of it. It's like development sucked. Like the AI is skippy and
hold on. Here's the official state. Today we announced the closure of Fantastic Studio. Unfortunately, the day before has failed financially, and we lack the funds to continue. All income received is being used to pay off debts to our partners. We invested all of our effort, resources, and man hours into the development of Day Before, which was our first huge game. We really wanted to release new patches to reveal full potential of the game, but unfortunately we don't have the funding to continue the work. It is important to note that we did not take any money from the public during the development of the Day Before. There were no pre-orders or crowdfunding campaigns. We worked tirelessly for 5 years, pouring our blood, sweat, and tears into the game. At the moment, the future of the Day Before and Prop Night is unknown, but the servers will remain operational. We apologize if we did not meet your expectations. We did everything within our power, but unfortunately, we miscalculated our capabilities. Creating games is an incredibly challenging endeavor. We are grateful to everyone who supported us during these difficult years. It's been a fantastic journey over the past 8 years. And then they list the whole different things they've done.
Well, now that I can hear you better, what game?
The Day Before.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. I didn't hear about that one.
Well, you don't need to worry about it anymore.
Was it the Russian one?
Game of the Year.
No, it's not Russian.
No. Today we'll work with Steam to open up refunds for any players who choose to make a refund, says another one of their other companies. Following the release of A Day Before on December 7th, a wave of negative reviews for The Wild 8 began, unrelated to the game itself, but associated with the original developer studio, Fantastic. Yesterday, we made a decision to remove any mention of the developer, Fantastic, from the game's page.
Yeah, any game that was Fantastic is now listed under the previous company's name.
I mean,
oh my god, there's a great review for it here.
Okay, what's the review?
Okay, on Steam. product refunded. The Day Before is like a flaky date who ghosted you. Started off strong, promising a good time and committed future. But then, like a fireworks show in reverse, red flags started waving vigorously. She pledged to fix things, but it was like trying to patch up a sinking ship with a band-aid. Months later, you're practically pen pals, and your relationship is more stagnant than a pond in a drought. Out of the blue, she suggests a swanky restaurant, only to steer you towards Mickey Moburgers. And surprise, guess who's suddenly stuck with the Master Chief Judge, but your wallet. You're stuck in a loop, hoping for improvement, but it's like waiting for a penguin to fly. It's just not happening. It's still time to don the Spartan armor, Chief, and say adios to the Day Before. This relationship needs a respawn, and it's not happening in your favor. Pretty much sums up, I think, most experiences.
I mean, not a lot.
But is it really that bad?
Yes.
By the sounds of it, yes.
The only game
I know. Like, Rob sounds interested.
It's got to be better than Burger World.
I was going to say the only game I've heard that could be comparatively worse is Gollum. Was that Lord of the Rings game that came out earlier in the year that everyone expressly said was the worst game ever made? Like, it trumps E.T.
And Superman 64 breathed another sigh of relief.
Yeah, another entrant in for worst game of all time.
Warzone dead?
Oh, Warzone is is, you know, Warzone is Starfield compared to this.
Like Qbert, Dad?
Hey, I liked Qbert, okay?
Qbert was fun. It was a fun game.
Brock, yes. Yes.
Okay. Alright, we'll do
not
that.
Not tonight, maybe. But yes.
No, another day. Yeah. So there's that. But yeah, you spend all that time and your game comes out buggy. There's got to be some point where the developmental process...
Why didn't they have their employees test out the game first?
That's exactly the point, yeah.
Well, Tim was saying, like, there was some big money backers behind this. He wanted to... Like, I can't remember which one he threw around on his stream, but he was like, I know... He's like, I thought such and such was involved with this game at one point, like, helping to finance. And he's like, I don't know what this company did with that money, but it obviously did not go into the game. Or if it did, they horribly mismanaged it.
Probably went to the massage tables in the break room over there.
I mean, that's probably a thing. People like to take money from people in those situations. I don't know. The video game development, when you can't put out a decent quality game after years of development, then like quality control should be a thing. Like, Dr. Disrespect, who's putting out a video game, is at least doing, like, what are they called? Snapshots or something, Brent? I think he's doing with his game.
He's doing snapshots. He's doing a lot of different, like, alphas and betas, and he's sending it out to, you know, people who play a lot of video games to be like, hey, try this out and let me know, like, what works, what doesn't for you. And then, you know, tinker it,
it's like AEW. Stuff. I mean... Obviously, nobody was playing that piece of shit.
Yeah, that game at least worked. This means good.
I guess that's what you're saying.
We're talking about, like, not the quality, the game functions. Like, putting out a game that doesn't function.
At least it works.
It's a game.
Yeah.
So if you did like it, at least the game was working. But
like, exactly. The point is, like, if you spend all this time and you know your game's going to be inferior, but you have this game where you're like, hey, we got to get it out. Why don't you just delay it until it's like, hey, it's working now? Like, wasn't the whole thing with Cyberpunk where it issues?
I was just waiting to bring that up. Yep, they released it like so. They actually said, like, now after that one DLC with the animated show, that helped. But they finally got the game going good, and I guess it's been winning awards. But, yeah, it wasn't that it was a bad game upon release. Like, I didn't have no bugs, and I wasn't on a new-gen console. PC people didn't have a problem. It just wasn't what they said it was going to be. It was like, wait a minute, where's all the shit that you were advertising in, like, the commercial and... So, like, I don't, and I mean, some people did say they had a lot of problems, but I don't know. It's like wrestling. I've never had problems with the wrestling games, but there's a lot of people that have a lot of bugs with them every year, you know? So, you know, do we consider the wrestling games unfinished or untested? No.
Well, I was going to say, when it comes
to... So I can't really...
There was one.
I can't get, like,
well,
what I'm saying is, I guess we can't really compare Cyberpunk to, you know, not being a good running game, because the fucking game ran. I mean...
Well, I think in some respects, like, I want to say when it first came out, upon absolute first day release, there were really bad bugs.
I pre-ordered it. Now, the only thing I could say, I mean, it was a little bit, you know, like, I was on an older system, so the graphics weren't as good, and, like, you know, some of the stuff was a little bit the gameplay wise there was a couple things that they fixed that I thought was good choices, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, like, obviously this game was a piece of shit for everybody. Like, it wasn't like, you know, half the people were like, oh, it ran fine for me, and then the other half are like, oh, it ran shitty for me, but, you know, I'm running it off of 360. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't really trust what some of these people are saying and stuff. But, I mean, not a lot of games. Like, I mean, there are a lot of games that we barely see that just come out and they're just horrendous pieces of shit. Like you said, that Golem game, man, that was supposed to have been like a really popular game. And
yeah, they had everybody the actual Lord of the Ring license on it. So
yeah, no, it was Golem. It was supposed to be like a, you know, I don't know, like an explore, a quizzing game or something. But yeah, I was just, I wonder why I didn't hear about that. It was kind of like that Wizard, the Hogwarts game. Great fucking game, but once you do everything, it kind of, well, what else, what's left now, you know?
But
there was nowhere else to go.
But that's what video games were when, you know, before, it's like they had the old days. Yeah, in the old days, we had a start and a finish, and then that was it.
Were lucky if you got to go back and, you know, like there was always that plus option if you beat the game. Certain games, they gave you, let you run through a second time with a certain arm, you know, a special thing. Or
oh, the NG Plus, where you get to keep all your weaponry from the first.
Mm-hmm. That, like, even, what was that? Well, I mean, even like with Mortal Kombat, when it had different endings for all the characters, you know, when that first started out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What year is it? 1999?
People only wish it was that time of year.
Yeah.
But now we're in 2023, where everyone has an expectation that the game needs to constantly be updated, and that's just not the expectation for some games.
Well, also,
I think it's the expectation, but I don't think it's like, I think it's where games are going, like the money part of it. Like, if you can keep games going, but people keep buying the shit you're adding, like, I think wrestling would make more money if they just ran it for 3 years and just kept adding DLCs and adding character and updating roster packs and stuff. And
you say,
dude,
that
we would buy that.
You say that, but that's exactly that's the exact model of what the AEW Fight Forever is. That's their model.
I didn't like playing the game, so like you just like, dude, I paid all that money and I ain't seen none of the DLC, dude. I uninstalled that game so quick.
They just launched the season 2 pass. That's like, they're doing that model.
I saw
model.
They added a bunch of people.
Yeah, they're doing the exact model you just said. The game's supposed to be, you get one game and then they keep adding to it.
See, well, that's cool, and I would buy your shit, but I don't like your game.
Well, I think the thing is,
I think it's too fucking hokey.
I think the biggest thing is the fact of the money that's involved with people buying games now. They expect it to be, you know, a AAA release.
Making money constantly throughout the year.
Well, no, not even that. It doesn't need to be making money all throughout the year. If you're spending $70, $80 on a release like Diablo 3 or 4, it needs to come out without major bugs or everyone's going to go, well, what the hell did I spend my money on?
It did.
No, there are people that you know, I understand, but I'm saying even with Diablo 3, like when you have some
but
of these
people, you know how they make the money? You know how Diablo makes their microtransaction skins, just different outfits for your characters and shit and packs. So they're making money, because I know I spent some money on that shit, and I'm like, all right, I gotta stop.
You like,
you know,
skins?
$5 to $10 is easy 2 or 3, 4 times.
If you like that, use creator code RocketSocket49@AdamShop, #ad, buy Ninja Turtles. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway,
I'm sure, man. I'm like Fortnite. That's how they're making their money. COD was this Call of Duty, not just pumping the games out, but the skins that they were putting out, you know, be a pirate. Like, but that's the making the money all year round is what they need, is where a lot of games are going to go. Now,
right, hold on, sub.
The 2K is all like greedy with the yearly. Sorry.
Yeah, but Brent, to your point, how they want to make money all year long. Who was it? What was it? Was it the Take-Two people or the GTA people who was like, they should get paid for the hours you play of the game or something like that?
I can't remember, but
it was something like that.
That sounds ridiculous.
Well, there's things like that, and
like
then
literally pay to play.
There was also the thing of remember that the way that they changed. I want to, was it Steam or no, Unreal was going to change the way in which, you know, people were billed for games in terms of like downloads, because wasn't it like that people were trying to say essentially like get all your downloads done by January or else the publishers are now going to get charged for it or something along those lines.
Yeah. No, it was the 2K, the GTA people, like they should be basically pay per like playtime hours or something like that, instead of like, hey, here's your $70.
Yeah.
It should be based on, you know, per hour type.
Well, and the other thing is having these digital downloads changes the ownership of the game, because back in the day, you know, when you used to purchase discs to play on things like Xbox and PlayStation, you owned the disc. So if you wanted to, you could resell it to GameStop or whatever.
I know,
you
I had that
disc. Yeah, you had that disc that you could, you know, switch out. Nowadays, you're simply buying a license to be able to try and play the game. If the game gets delisted, you're screwed, because you don't physically own the game. You just own access, in theory, to that game. So if they want to change it to, instead of, you know, oh yeah, like you purchase the overall game to, oh, we're going to charge you by per hour, that further de-escalates like how much you truly own it.
That's a weird situation.
It's becoming a new like model in, okay, what do developers want and how much control do they want?
Mm-hmm. No more days of you going out there at a midnight release and get a video game. It's all going to be down. It's all download now.
Yeah, you pre-download it essentially, and then it just activates whenever the game goes live. I mean, we've seen that even with, you know, Fight Forever and everything. You had your pre-download that you started a couple, you know, day or two before, and then it wouldn't activate until the game technically, quote unquote, went live.
Yeah, it's with all games now. Like, you can preload it in until, and then when the publisher's like, hey, it clears the story, like, yep, turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Video games, I tell you.
But yeah, rip E3. Not that we didn't all see that coming. It just was formally announced now.
Yeah, and that was weird. Like, they were coming back, and then they're not.
Well, because now you've got things like the Game Awards, and then everyone does their own individual release. It's like E3 used to be the thing where it was like, okay, we'd have our Ubisoft reveals, and they'd combine them all into one big thing to get the hype up. And now Ubisoft just realizes, well, screw it, we can have our own like direct presentation, and people will all just tune in for it.
Nintendo does it, Xbox does it, PlayStation does it. Uh-huh. They don't need it. They don't need the large gathering to talk about the product, because they realize the in-person gathering is not selling it. It's now the internet marketing.
Yeah.
Because you could stream your own trailers and everything like that, and the power of social media basically killed like what E3 was. It's like, here we gather and you can see all this stuff and you got to be there to see it. And then everyone put it out online. It's like, well, now it's online, might as well just
the same thing can be said for things like San Diego Comic-Con. It used to be, oh, you had to be at Hall H to get the initial announcement, and now you get people who quote unquote live stream it on, you know, TikTok 10 seconds after it happens, and it's like, yeah, why do I need to go and spend thousands of dollars and wait in line to try and get into Hall H when I can just sit at home and pull it up on my phone and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I still got all the same news. I got the same, you know, first reveal that everyone else got.
Yeah, that's the state of video games in the world. With that, let's have some fun.
Yeah, we do it. You know, it's big money. Big video games are big money. Yeah. It's addicting, you know?
It is. So with that, we're skipping the corner. We're just going to jump right into tonight's Greater Than Great Debate.
It's time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
So tonight, chat, tonight's Greater Than Great Debate is Christmas puns.
Yeah, we... Rock and I...
as great as last week's.
Oh, they're even worse. So for those who weren't here for the initial announcement, Rock and I, we got to the bottom of the barrel of all of our holiday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We thought about it for hours, and finally it kind of came up, hey, what about Christmas puns? And it was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then he sent me the list, and it was, oh, God, okay.
So let's roll.
In true honor of CB Radio, here are Christmas puns. Starting off with round number one. First matchup, you'll be fit to be tied when you find out you aren't getting any presents. Yule, Y-U-L-E, get it? takes on Gangsta Rappa. W-R-A-P-P-E.
No, no, don't need to explain that.
Oh no, I'm going to, don't worry.
Let's go. Gangsta Rappa.
Gangsta Rappa.
Does that mean gin and juice is getting replaced by cookies and milk, yo?
Yes.
Then I'm going Gangsta Rappa.
Moves on. We go next.
Alright. I'll never forget.
The thing closed off.
There we go. Takes on I See What You Did There.
I see what you did there.
Forget.
Forget.
I'm trying to forget myself.
Forget.
Forget. Moves on. Next.
All right. Next up, we have all the jingle ladies. All the jingle ladies. Put your bells up. Takes on Love at Frost Sight.
Love at Frost Sight.
I'm going to go with all the jingle ladies.
All the jingle ladies. All the jingle ladies.
All the
I'll go with the second one.
All the jingle ladies move on next.
All right. Well, I just want to tell everyone, you know, you snow the drill. And, you know, it's been a long day, so let's get elfed up.
Let's get elfed up.
You snow the drill.
Don't make me elf you up.
Like Anishua.
Snow the drill.
Elfed up. Moving on next.
Get the elf out of here. You look suits, or that look suits you.
That look suits you.
Get the elf out of here.
Rock, get the elf out of here.
Yeah, Rock, get the elf out.
It moves on.
Santa puts you on the naughty list if he has just claws. A mistletoe.
God damn it, I was taking a drink. You almost made me spit up.
A missile toast to the holidays.
Just pause.
Pause. The one that made me want to spit up.
It's a just clause.
Moves on. Next.
Prance like nobody's watching. Rapper's delight.
The first one. It's getting painful.
What was that?
Oh. I think he said rapper's delight.
Rapper. I'll go rappers. And don't worry, sub. They get better.
They do.
I'm sure.
Do they get worse? Can they get worse?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what he means by better.
Next.
He's an elf-made man. He came, he thawed, he conquered.
Elf-made man.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Elf-made. Pardon me.
Thawed. Rob?
I got the second one.
Moves on next.
All right, we're going into round number twos for the first bit. Dear God, this one feels like it's going forever because of all the puns. So, gangsta rapper takes on I'll Never Forget.
Forget.
Fur.
Moves on next.
All the jingle ladies. All the jingle ladies. Let's get elfed up.
Oh.
Elfed up.
What was that, Jeff?
Elfed up.
Oh.
Right?
All the jingle ladies.
Rob?
Elfed up.
Elfed up moves on next.
Get the elf out of here. Santa puts you on the naughty list if he has just claws.
Just claws.
Just claws. What was that, Brent?
Just claws.
Just claws moves on next.
Rapper's delight. He came, he thaw, he conquered.
He came, he thawed, he conquered.
Yeah, that one.
Rapper's delight.
Rapper's delight.
Thawed.
Rapper's delight moves on next.
I'll never forget. Let's get elfed up.
Elfed up.
Spur.
Elfed up.
Elfed.
Elfed up moves on next.
Santa puts you on the naughty list if he has just claws. Rapper's delight.
Rapper's delight.
Just claws.
Rapper's delight.
Rob?
Just claws.
Just claws moves on next.
Let's get elfed up. Santa puts you on the naughty list if he has just claws.
Oh,
just claws.
Just claws.
Just claws. Claws.
Rob?
Claws.
Moves on next.
All right, going back into round number ones. Round number ones. This is Snow Laughing Matter. Takes on Slay My Name, Slay My Name.
Slay My Name.
Slay My Name.
Nothing better.
Destiny's Child.
Moves on, next.
Slay what? It's the most wonderful time for a beer.
Slay what?
Slay what?
Beer.
Beer.
Right?
Slay what?
Moves on, next.
Slay Queen. And we'll go with what Slub has, Resting Grinch Face.
Slay Queen.
Slay Queen.
The first one.
Slay Queen.
Moves on, next.
She has high elf esteem. Takes on, let's take an Elfie.
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 But first, let's take an Elfie.
Elfie.
Moves on, next.
Make it rain. Say it ain't snow.
Oh. Say it ain't snow.
You know, the Godfather likes to make it rain.
Make it rain. Brent?
Rain on down.
Rain moves on, next.
Don't get all sappy on me, said the Christmas tree farmer. Claus, I said so.
Claus, I said so.
Claus, I said so.
Claus, I said so. Moves on, next.
I like 'em real thick and sprucey. Hold on for dear life.
Dear life.
Dear life.
Thick and sprucey.
Thick and sprucey. I feel that needs to be like thicc.
Rob?
First one.
Moves on.
The Christmas alphabet has Noel. Good things come in tall packages.
Noel.
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 I'm a fan Noel. Of tall packages.
Noel moves on. Next.
All right, into round number twos, we have Slay My Name, Slay My Name. Takes on Slay What?
Slay My Name, Slay My Name, Slay My Name.
As an infamous sketch on one of the shows.
Slay What? Right.
You can Slay My Name, Slay My Name.
Slay What? Moves on, next.
Slay Queen takes on, let's take an Elfie.
Slay Queen.
Elfie.
Take an Elfie.
Rob, sub.
Elfie.
Elfie moves on, next.
Make it rain. Claus, I said so. That actually worked well back to back.
Yeah, Claus, I said so.
Claus, I said so.
There it is. There it is.
Claus, I said so.
Moves on.
I like them real thick and sprucey. The Christmas alphabet has Noel.
Noel.
Sprucey.
Noel.
Sprucey. Rob.
Sprucey.
Thick and sprucey.
Nice.
Moves on. Next.
Slay what? Let's take an Elfie.
Slay what?
Elfie.
Slay what again?
Elfie.
Slay what?
Elfie.
One more motherfucking time.
Jobs?
Oh, we said slay what at the same time.
Yeah. Moves on. Next.
Claus, I said so.
Claus, I said so.
I like them real thick and sprucey.
Claus.
Sprucey.
Spruced up.
Thick and sprucey moves on. Next.
Slay what? I like them real thick and sprucey.
Slay what?
Slay what?
Spruce.
Slay what?
Moves on. Next.
Right. We're halfway through.
Oh, that was quick.
And now.
That's what he said.
It feels longer to me.
That's what he said.
It's lit. No, thank you.
It's lit.
No, thank
you. Oh.
Lit.
Let's try that one. Ooh, that sounded like a wet fart.
It's lit. Moves on. Next.
To hell, Rob.
Christmas has me feeling extra Santa-mental. It's snow time like the present.
Snow time like the present.
Sentimental.
Rob?
I could be sentimental for a moment.
Moves on. There.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. For sure.
Polaroid.
Like, for sure?
For sure. Like, for sure.
Right. Just for trying to sneak that Outcast reference. Polaroid.
Right.
Shake it, shake, shake it, shake it, shake, shake it.
Moves on, next.
Snow on and snow forth. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
No.
Snow forth.
Wine.
The second one.
Rob?
No wine.
Moves on, next.
Your sleigh in it. You need to branch out.
You're slaying it.
Branch.
Slay.
Branch out.
Slaying it moves on next.
You have the final slay. Can I get a what what?
Can I get a what what?
What what?
What?
JJ.
Can I get a what what? Moves on. Next.
Treat yo elf. This tree is officially lit AF.
That's something to
lit AF.
Them kids like to say lit AF.
Treat yo elf.
Treat yo elf.
Jobs. Alright, lit moves on. Next.
Are you oak A? Yes, I'm pine. Takes on.
I'm pine.
I'm feeling pine.
I like Subs doesn't let him finish the second one. This is the first one.
My bad. I'm jumping the gun.
I like that they both have the same joke, so yeah. Therefore, the Sub jumping in doesn't help us pick.
No.
I'm
going with. Oak.
That made it way worse. I guess the first one.
That's
yeah, I'll go with the double pun. The double pun.
First, that one moves on. Next.
All right. Round number two. It's lit. Takes on Christmas has me feeling extra Santa mental.
As the young kids say, it's lit.
No, I'm going sentimental.
Sentimental.
Moves on, next.
Oh, sorry. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Polaroid picture.
Oh, the wine. That's someone that likes to drink right there.
Picture.
Right?
Polaroid.
Moves on, next.
Next up, you're slaying it. Can I get a what what?
Fine.
What what?
What what?
Slaying it.
What?
What what? Moves on, what? Next.
What? This tree is officially lit AF. Are you oak A? Yes, I'm pine.
Fine.
Jesus.
The first one?
The double pun.
Rob?
Oh, pine.
Moves on, next.
Christmas has me feeling extra sentimental. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Polaroid.
Polaroid.
You know what to do.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture moves on next.
Can I get a what what? Are you okay? Yes, I'm Pine.
First one.
I'm Pine.
I'm Pine. I'm really Pine.
What?
In the butt.
Moves on. Next.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Can I get a what?
Polaroid.
Kodak moment.
Moves on. Next.
All right, our last set of round number ones. First up, it takes one to snow one. Time to spruce things up.
Snow one.
Takes one to snow one.
I don't know what snow is, but sure.
I'll take the cocaine reference.
Next.
Oh dear. I'm claustrophobic.
Female deer.
Oh dear. What you need?
Claustrophobic.
Oh dear. Moves on. Next.
Did you like your chip?
How rude, Alf, of you. You know, we're just here on a Saturday night, and I'm chilling with my snowmies.
Okay. In a moment.
Snowmies.
How rude off of you.
How rude off.
I'm chilling with my snowmies.
Rudolph moves on. Next.
We have great chemistry. There's no business like snow business.
I knew that was no business likes no business. Chemist, you know what I mean, man?
Chemistry.
Chemistry.
The world is ours, Chico.
What do you go with, Brent?
Chemistry.
Jobber.
No business.
Rob.
I'll go with snow.
Snow business moves on. Next.
Can we get a round of Santa applause?
Okay.
No, we need the rim shot still.
No, you got the golf clap for that one.
No. The rules are.
No, you got golf clap. Next.
No, it's not the same.
My God.
Keep going.
I want the rim shot. I want the rim shot. Rock, you need to give me the rim shot or you'll be sorry.
We can clip that, right?
We'll go with a round of Santa applause.
Not the Santa applause.
Sub?
I don't know. It took so long. The second one.
Rob.
I went Santa applause.
Moves on. Next.
Rebel without a clause. Your presence is requested.
The second one.
Your presence is requested.
Rebel without a clause.
Presence, move on. 16. Next.
Happy Holly Days. And don't be elfish.
Don't be elfish.
Holiday.
Elfish.
Moves on. Next.
Birch, please. These decorations are tremendous.
Birch, please.
Tremendous. Birch, please.
Tremendous.
Trees.
Moves on. Next.
All right. Round number twos. It takes one to snow one. Oh, dear.
Takes one to snow one.
Snow one.
Snow one.
Snow one moves on. Next.
How Rudolph of you. There's no business like snow business.
Rudolph
no business
of you.
Like snow business. It was.
I'll go with the snow business.
Jobber.
No business.
Moves on. Next.
A round of Santa applause. Your presence is requested.
Your presence is requested.
Present.
First one.
Right.
My boss always tell me, your presence is requested.
Santa applause. Right.
Moves on. Next.
Don't be elfish. These decorations are tremendous.
Elfish.
Tremendous.
Right?
Elfish.
Sub, you went.
Tree.
Move on. Next.
It takes one to snow one. There's no business like snow business.
No business. No business like snow business.
Snow business.
If you say snow, you have to be more specific because both of them had the words snow in it.
If I say OVW, you know what that means?
Yes, but more specific. Anyways, no business moves on next.
A round of Santa applause. These decorations are tremendous.
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 Santa applause.
What was that, Rob?
Trees.
Moves on next.
There's no business like snow business.
Yes, but you don't.
What was that?
There's no business like snow business. These decorations are tremendous.
There's no business like snow business.
Snow business.
Snow business.
A little bit more money in the snow business than the tree business.
Moves on. Final four. Let's go.
All right. Our final four for this tournament. First up, Santa puts you on the naughty list if he has just claws. Takes on Slay. What?
Slay what?
Slay what?
Slay what?
Moves on. Next.
All right, scrolling down. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. There's no business like snow business.
Snow business, dog.
Picture.
Snow business.
Polaroid.
Polaroid moves on. Final two.
All right, your main event for this evening. First up, we have Slay What? Next up, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Slay what?
All right, Jobber. Brent.
Polaroid.
Rob.
Would you tell those people to stop bothering you, Jobber? You're doing something important.
Slay what? Yeah, the wings want this one.
Slay White is your winner.
Yes.
Can I get a number five, please? Number five.
It's gonna be really awkward
for table two, for table two.
It's gonna be really awkward here in a second because I have a bumper I need to hit, but he's not here concentrating, so we're just gonna.
Oh, I hear you.
I know, but you're also working, so we're gonna go with the presidential minute.
It's time for the Presidential Minute with the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
And go.
You know what? I spent eight, well, technically nine fun nights reciting this to Rock, I guess. So I wanted to send this moment that even though I'm not playing with fire right now, that we did for the last week. Light these lights for the miracles and the wonders, for the redemption and the battles that you've made for our forefathers in this season through your holy priest. During all 8 days of Hanukkah that just ended, those lights were sacred, and we were not permitted to make ordinary stuff except to look at them in order to express thanks and praise for your great wonders, your miracles, and your salvation. That was eight nights, technically nine, since I did an extra night beforehand, where I had to recite that, play with fire. We dropped fire once. That was fun. Yeah. And that was not a meme. But, you know, Teddy has slippery fingers. It's the fabric.
We're blaming Teddy. We're blaming Teddy.
Teddy stole the show that night. He thought he could grab it. It slipped out of his paw.
We're blaming Teddy.
If you go back and look, that was not human fingers grabbing that light rod. That was Teddy fingers.
We're blaming Teddy.
Slipped out of his paw. It slipped out of his paw, and that candle fell.
We're blaming Teddy.
Yes. Teddy wanted to try to steal the show, and he understands why, you know, it went to me.
Catch up on all the excitement at Lone Jumper. Anyway, this has been CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR, Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, the final one of 2023. 50-50 on the post show on Monday, but the rack will be live Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern with Jingle All the Rack. We'll be back next Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. A Festivus for the rest of us. It's at CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GUE, at Kinkins, at Lone Jumper, at Wade Manson, Final Thoughts, sub.
Stay warm. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
Rob.
Goodbye.
That's perfect statement right there.
Had fun, everybody. Be safe. We'll see you next week. See you next week.
Too much sleep.
Brian, try to top that.
I have two things to say. Number one, go Cowboys tomorrow against the Buffalo Bills. You're tied for first place in the NFC East. Dallas Cowboys, woot woot. And number two, if you all have something that you're looking for something to do tomorrow during the day, I highly recommend heading on over to either twitch.tv/GCXEvent or youtube.com/DrLupo and helping support his Build Against Cancer for 2023. For day one of the 24-hour stream that they broke up into 12-hour sections, he has raised $532,000 out of his goal of $1 million. So I know it's not always the best of time for, you know, donations and everything, but if you do happen to have a spare few bucks, chip in to a good cause to help the kids of St. Jude and be entered in to win prizes. I know that a few of us on the network are watching the hijinks, and it is amazing.
Final thoughts, Jeps.
I mean, honestly, that cat top Rob's. So, yeah. See you later, I guess.
This has been CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. It's a long day hours on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. And
CBRadioLive.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.